The very first time events that changed the times and customs of humankind. Today's episode, tennis shoes. If you visited Hampton Court, that's King Henry VIII's castle south of London, you've seen the oldest tennis court still in use in the world. It's indoors, has an overhang roof at either end, and walls to bounce shots off, and they call it real tennis. Well, it was on that court in the mid-16th century that King Henry himself, trying to diminish his considerable waistline with some exercise, discovered that royal boots and tennis didn't mix. So he summoned his valet and ordered a pair of shoes, soft with felt, to play tennis in. The valet bowed and trudged down the narrow streets of London searching for a shoemaker to do the job for his king. He was successful, and Henry got the first pair of tennis shoes ever devised. They were a far cry from today's New Balance and Nikes, but the best his world had to offer in the way of lightweight athletic footwear. Tennis shoes became real tennis shoes when, in 1839, Charles Goodyear, trying to invent a waterproof mailbag for the U.S. government, accidentally dropped some India rubber mixed with sulfur on a hot stove and discovered vulcanization. It made possible the commercial use of rubber. And by the way, Henry VIII heard of the execution of Queen Anne Boleyn while playing tennis in his new shoes at Hampton Court. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.